This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. This episode is brought to you by Mike Falzone. Take it away.
Great to be here. And you could text Mike Falzone to Steve's
number. No, not yet.
No? Okay.
That's later on.
Do you...
Guys, there's going to be a make good in this episode. Can you guess where it is? Tweet at us if you guess it.
Wherever you are listening to this show, raise your hand when you think the make...
Raise your hand when you think you've heard the make good.
Everyone around you will know what's up.
How's everybody doing? Everybody great? I'd like to think it.
That's best case scenario.
Best case scenario is everyone's doing great.
Is when you're great. Oh, I had something all queued up and now it's gone. It's gone forever.
Guys, welcome to the show. What's happened, Mike? I haven't seen you in a bit.
I don't know where we left off.
So well, you were just going to talk about shit. We were going to talk about something and I said I wanted to talk about it. So shut your damn mouth right now so we could talk about it. Oh, Toys R Us.
Yeah. Oh, all the Toys R Us are going away.
I'm so bummed. Dude, I'm like actually bummed. And people have been tweeting at me about it. Mm-hmm. And they've been like, Steve, what are your thoughts? Steve. You know, like when the guy comes out of the courthouse and they have the microphone say, who did it? Are you okay? Where's your parents now? Like, you know,
do you have any idea where your parents are?
I feel like it's like, Steve, what are your thoughts on Toys R Us closing? Tell us now. Uh-huh. And honestly, it's been really bittersweet and sad to me because I have a lot of memories at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah. We all are. Everyone from our...
the Xennials?
Generation. Yeah, the Xennials. It was a great
experience.
I'd say
Millennials, too, are probably also Toys R Us kids.
But before this... When was the last time you even thought about that story?
Oh, are you kidding me, man? Toys R Us exclusives. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you sit in that.
Well, they're all going to be real cheap now.
No, Toys R Us exclusives are going to be, they're going to fetch a pretty penny at this point, I think.
Well, not right now.
No. But
now is when you buy all of them.
Oh, no. Well, the Toys R Us exclusives, a lot of the good ones came and went, man. Like NECA would release Toys R Us exclusive Gremlins 2, mm-hmm. Lightning Bolt Gremlin, Electricity Gremlin
all
figure.
All Gremlins related stuff.
Well, that was just a Toys R Us exclusive. And sometimes, you know, there'd be some Toys R Us. Yeah, man. I mean, I haven't set foot in a Toys R Us in a while, which is probably what's going on all across the board. I think people aren't really going into toy stores anymore because they can just buy whatever the fuck they want on Amazon and...
A couple of years ago, they came out with these wrestling collectibles that were like, there was like a Hall of Fame series, and one of them was the Ultimate Warrior, and I really wanted it, so I went into the deep into the valley, and I went into a Toys R Us, and they looked at me the whole time like, you're not supposed to be anywhere near here by yourself.
Oh, because you're...
Grown man with a beard.
Yeah, it is a little. It's a little tough when you're
bit touch and go. Got some looks.
Bit touch and go when you're an older man with a beard. I get that. I totally get that. You get weird looks. I mean, but that's the thing, dude. Like when I was in high school, I had friends who worked at a Toys R Us, mm-hmm. and they would tell us all about the crazy, like. Scary, creepy, like smelly dudes that would come in like really early at like 5 a.m.
and do
and they'd buy a whole box of Matchbox, the whole box. I want the whole box. They're like
from the back.
I'll from
give
the
you
back
a serial number.
Yeah.
You give me the box.
I want the box because I'll tell you what.
Dump all the cars out. Give me the box.
Dump out every car. Give me the box. He wants just the box. Yeah, so they would. There were
corrugated.
There were collectors. There were collectors that would go and buy, but the whole box of shit.
Yeah,
and I mean, back in the day, they'd let them do it, I guess.
And then the kids who really it's the long play because the kids who really wanted those toys would have to wait until they were 27 years old to be able to afford them
and get it from Frank and Son.
Yeah,
in a baggie.
Yeah. of open ones that have clearly been inside a person.
Let's go back, dude. We keep talking about it and we just don't.
Okay, I don't know when they are, man. You got all the
They're on Wednesdays and Sundays.
Wednesday, that's
Oh wait, I think it's Wednesdays and Saturdays. Yeah, Wednesday's real weird, but
is anyone at the Wednesday one?
I don't know. I've never been on a Wednesday. I'm gonna be quite honest with you, Michael.
What if there's one guy who goes to every Wednesday Frankenstein for years and his name is like Jesse Adams and they call him Wednesday Adams?
Here comes Wednesday Adams.
Here comes looking a little glum today. A little glib.
Dude, I'm real bummed out though, because you know, Toys R Us is where I go after church. Is the only way my parents could get me to sit still at church.
Yeah.
To be like, we'll take you to Toys R Us. You get a $3 toy.
Yeah.
No more than $3, though.
No more than... What do you get for $3? The smallest.
Dude, back in the day, you could get a lot for $3 in Toys R Us.
Wrestling figures were notoriously $5.
Right, but you could go to that bargain bin.
Get open ones that have been in a person.
There'd be, like, the Ghostbusters toys that they made like way past their time.
Uh-huh.
Like the animated series ones where it was like a toilet monster. Like nobody wants that.
Just the monsters.
Yeah. Just the monsters.
All the busters have been
the monsters or up. Like all the black guys from every movie are in there. Sadly.
All the Lando Calrissian.
All the Landos. Toys. Yeah. Unfortunately.
He's probably the exception.
Unfortunately, I don't think he was for
Who
a
else
time.
Would be a good one? The, like the black guy from, like Predator.
Yeah.
Or like
yeah.
those type of like ancillary characters.
You know who probably wasn't in the bargain bin, I hope? Blade, if they ever made a Blade toy.
Blade. See, Blade, that you know it was coming with accessories, so that's a valuable toy.
Yeah, he's got swords.
8 swords at least. Who else? What's another good bargain bin toy?
Dude,
just the monsters from Ghostbusters is funny.
Yeah, the monsters from Ghostbusters and sometimes like... The really short cantina monster or alien from Star Wars that no one wants.
Yeah.
Yak Face from Return of the Jedi is in there.
Old Yak Face. Jar Jar Binks.
Also like something...
The life-size Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
The Jar Jar Binks clock. Normally $15.99, now $2.99.
The Jar Jar Binks locker. That was always the absolute worst. When you saw somebody, this is a very like spoiled thing to say, but if somebody was, I don't know how to position this, but if something was bought for you from Toys R Us and you knew that it was from Toys R Us, but it was like a box to hold other things or.
Oh right, like a
G.I. Joe
the matchbox case that you can put the cars in,
where
it'd be like just like the upper torso of like a character,
yeah.
It would be like chest to head of like
Luke Skywalker in the pilot outfit,
yeah.
And then you put little things.
And you'd
in
be like,
them.
Why do I want, Grandma? I love you.
How am I supposed to play with
but
this?
But what is this?
Yeah, no, this will
selfies
make it
aren't even invented yet. I can't pretend to take a selfie with Luke Skywalker. What am I supposed to do with this? This is going to end up outside in the dirt.
Yeah.
And there's going to be spiders in it.
You think
the only thing I'm collecting are spiders.
You think I'm bad at putting my regular toys away. Wait till you see me leave this thing somewhere.
Grandma, you won't believe where I leave this thing.
Oh, my God.
You won't believe where you'll find this when you come home.
Having spiders in a compartmentalized like case is very classic. Like he was being played with in a sandbox, but now he's a spider motel.
Now he's a spider motel. And the spiders love it.
Oh, can't get enough.
They're tickled.
They're tickled pink.
The spiders can't get enough. They're excited. They
remember?
Can't wait. They can't wait when a new accessory box comes out.
Do you remember? They're like, this is the best day since somebody got Steve the... what do they call it? Not the battleship, but the big G.I. Joe, like, aircraft carrier.
Oh, man, they found their way in there.
It was, like, 5 feet
Dude,
long.
Dude, the spiders on the aircraft carrier, they, like, carried out, like, full on. They were a naval spider
fleet.
They
wore little hats.
They wore little hats. They were, like, they had the little... Out of here!
I'm on a 1-2 spider whistle now!
That's the spider whistle, everyone get around Brig!
Hit the spider alarm, we got a 1-2-1-2, hit the spider alarm, respond to it now!
Jay, six legs on a dick.
Women and children first. We got a cocoon on the deck now.
We got 7,000 kids.
Cocoon on the deck.
Got the 7,000 kids on the live boat now.
How many spiders?
That's adorable.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to ask you a real question here.
How many spiders do spiders have at once?
How many spiders are in one cocoon?
Oh, I don't know. Is that what they're called?
No, no, no. I said cocoon. That was a weird way to say cocoon.
Quacoon.
A quacoon. A quacoon. A quasoon.
A croissant.
You know, okay, how many spiders would it take to have 5 pounds of spiders? I'm just thinking about weight, because if that boy's set in sail,
do you go and to you got Trader 17,000 to get 5 pounds of spiders?
You just put it on the weight. That's about 3 pounds of spiders.
Siri, how many spiders is 5 pounds of spiders? No verbal response. How many spiders do you really eat in a year? Why is everyone so obsessed with that? Who gives a shit? Why would a spider give a fuck about your mouth? Why would a spider be like, I need to see what's going on in this person?
Yeah. You know, I've always found that to be bullshit. It's just one of those like creepy things you can tell your friends.
But spiders have to have some kind of survival instinct, I'm saying. You know? Like, that spider has to know... It has to fend off predators and shit like that. It hunts. It knows it has to eat. Why is that thing going into your mouth?
It's just they're not gonna.
Right. And that's where I think is a good place to wrap up today.
So here we go. Check this out. The world's spiders consume between 400 and 8 million tons of biomass each year, consisting almost entirely of creepy crawlies.
Say that again, please.
The world's spiders. Oh, this is a study that says spiders eat more annually than the weight of all humans.
How many?
That's the most terrifying thing I've ever read.
How many?
That's scarier than how many you eat a year.
How many humans do you think get caught in a spider's mouth while it's sleeping?
Spiders are like, did you know you eat an average of 3 humans a year while you sleep?
And all the spiders are grossed out about mm-hmm. it. Come on, my 7,000 kids are here. You gotta hear that?
They're not old enough yet to hear that. This is some Vore. This episode's about Vore.
What's a Vore?
Vore is, I'm pretty sure I've told you about this.
It sounds like a website I wouldn't
It's a kink based around eating someone
okay.
without any blood. You swallow them whole, but it's a kink.
What?
Yeah, it's a kink.
Eating a
like
person?
Giants eating a per- like a giant eating a person.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's like a kink like called Vore.
So you can't get off unless you go to a
you can't get off
unless... Gwar concert.
People really love that scene in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids when the dad eats his son in the Cheerios.
Rick Moranis doesn't show up anymore because one time he ate a kid.
He's the...
Without chewing.
He's in trouble for eating a kid in a movie once.
You know Rick Moranis got caught up with the law.
Listen, I'm sick of talking about spiders. They scare me. So let's talk a little bit more about Toys R Us, if we could.
Do you remember the video game buying process?
At Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that's another thing I'm going to miss a lot. Like, Toys R Us, you could pre-order stuff from Toys R Us, and there were pre-order exclusives at Toys R Us. You could, like, when something like the NES Classic or the SNES Classic was coming out,
uh-huh.
you could, like, go to, like, your Toys R Us that no one ever goes to
yeah.
and definitely get two of them if you went there at 7 a.m.
See, you had a different... I never thought like that.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
were thinking like a collector. I bet you could sell everything and be well off.
All the stuff I have?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff here that's like pretty good.
You
yeah.
could forget about all your friends. You could have a different life.
What a dream.
Hey, man, help me out.
Give me a toy.
No, no, no. Help me out with something. I know you don't want to talk about this anymore, but I think I almost figured some stuff
about how much spiders weigh?
There are
12 spiders.
Okay, so. The average spider weighs about 0.2 milligrams.
Oh, boy.
There are roundabout 4,500 milligrams per pound.
You're not going to make me do math, are you? Because I definitely can't.
But I, damn it, I wish both of us.
I know, we're both bad at math. Do you want me to try to do the math on a calculator here?
Try going to youre-both-bad-at-math.com.
I'm bad at math.com.
So how would that work out? If there was... So we'd need to see how many times... Hold on. This is the worst podcast.
Oh, it certainly is.
But this is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. So... You go, it has to be interesting eventually.
I just can't look up any spider stuff because it's just there's pictures of spiders and it's bumming me out.
No, you look up, you talk about something and I'll figure out the math.
So Toys R Us. Dude, let's talk about the name Toys R Us really quick.
Okay. Toys R Us. I get it.
No, you don't. Okay. You only get it because you were a kid and you've heard that name your entire life.
Yeah.
Toys R Us.
Yeah.
But it's not a sentence.
No.
And it's not grammatically correct at all.
Does it make you understand what that store does?
Yeah, it does. But it's still not... If it's for kids, you're not doing them any favors.
You're not going to like the answer to this question.
Oh, no.
11 million spiders.
Wait. 11 million spiders what?
Are 5 pounds of spiders.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, so...
But that's like the average, like, bug is... If the average bug is 0.2 milligrams, then one, there are like 400,000... Wow. This is... I can't wait to hear the bongo music.
You can already hear it in your head.
There's like 45...
45 pounds of spiders?
Yeah, no.
Wait, okay, hang on. Tell me that number again.
Okay, so in a milligram...
No. Just tell me how many millions of spiders it takes.
11 million.
So 11 million spiders...
Maybe more.
Maybe more. So around 11 million would be 5 pounds of spiders.
Yeah.
So you could have... You could really cover that battleship... in spiders. Like, you could have every square inch of that ship with spiders and it'd still be floating pretty on the seven seas.
Is there a stat out there that says that ship holds 5 pounds of spiders?
Oh, that's a good point. Like, could you put 5 pounds?
Siri, what is the buoyancy of a spider?
Siri, how many pounds could fit on the G.I. Joe aircraft
how
carrier?
How many pounds of spiders? Can fit in this old toy.
Someone should make a dynamic banter like Wikipedia page, and it's just filled with like this useless information. Like, you could get it's a database of this information.
Yeah, it will be the most hit upon in Google searches.
Mike,
for very specific things.
The Toys R Us logo consists of zero spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so like if you were from another country and you just learned English but you learned it pretty well,
yeah,
you'd walk up to a Toys R Us and you'd say, what is Toysaurus?
Toysaurus is yeah.
Toysaurus.
Yeah. It's a dinosaur.
And by the way, Toysaurus sounds awesome, right?
Yeah, they missed a big opportunity.
It's a very whimsical name for toy store.
Why do you suppose the R is backwards?
The R is backwards because it's like, it's whimsical, Mike.
Yeah.
It's telling you when you come through these doors, baby, you're going to have fun.
Anything goes. Look at the R, for example.
No rules here.
No. That R used to be one way and now it's not. Expect anything.
So let's dive a little bit deeper into this title here. Maybe this is why they're closing down. What they're trying to say...
They picked a bad title 45 years ago, and now they're paying for it.
In 1948 is when Toys R Us opened.
Okay.
They want us to call it Toys R Us. So if you wrote that down in English, it would be Toys, A-R, space, A-R-E, space, Us.
Uh-huh.
Toys R Us.
I'm just doing some quick math.
Yeah. Add it up. I'll give you a second.
They've been in business for 70 years. That's how long it would take you to gather 5 pounds.
So if I traveled back in time.
Uh-huh. What is the... Go ahead.
If I traveled back in time, I could tell them that their the name of their hang on, let me write this down.
Listen, this is a sinking ship.
I found something on the internet today that made me really happy and sad at the same time, Mike. Mm-hmm. And it's from a talented man named Chase Hoffelder.
Okay.
Hoffelder. And, shit on my ass. Hold on, shit all over my ass.
That made me forget a bunch of memories. That's how loud that was.
All right, check this out. I found this. I found this online.
Please tell me there's going to be sad narration pretty soon.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with. From bikes and trains to video games. It was the biggest toy store there is.
It's the Toys R Us jingle in a minor key for Rest in Peace, Toys R Us.
That's fun. There's a second verse about him being a grown-up. And then I forgot about the store for years.
I know, that is the thing.
And I didn't buy a thing
thing.
And I didn't help their business ever since I was 8 years old.
It's like,
now I feel bad about
it. It's like when the remember when Twinkies went away and everyone was
no! Twinkies!
Not more Twinkies!
But we've been making fun of them so hard for all these years. Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it goes. Out of sight, out of mind. It's all right, we're humans. We're only human.
Goodbye, Toys R Us.
Hey,
thank you.
Are we human or are we dancers?
Good point, Steve. And that brings us to our first sponsor.
Why not? Let's do our first sponsor.
This episode brought to you by dancers.
This episode
dancers?
Brought by you, sponsor. hey guys, let me ask you one quick question, and then we'll get, and then I'll ask you another question, followed by three or four more questions, but I'll keep them brief. You ever heard of a great website called Squarespace? Because I certainly have, and I'll tell you what, my wonderful, handsome co-host Mike Falzone knows all about Squarespace as well, because he actually has a website hosted on Squarespace.
You know, you're 200% right, Steve, and when you're right, you're not wrong.
And that's MikeFalzone.com. Now, guys, what is Squarespace, you're asking yourself? Well, I'll tell you. With Squarespace, you can create a beautiful website that'll basically turn your cool idea into a website. You can showcase your work, you can blog or publish content, you can sell products and services of all kinds. Do you make weird things out of clay and paper clips?
I don't know.
Do you ever take your old mom's rags and rip them up and make a little doll? You roll up some of her hair and you stuff it in there and you sew it in.
Mom dolls.
You ever make a mom doll?
Don't
Every lie. Mom loves a mom doll. Mom, I made this out of your wedding dress. They love it. Just rip up their wedding dress and make them a weird doll with their hair in it. Just get cut off like a half a pound of their hair.
Don't tell them where you got it.
And just stuff the doll full of their hair. It's a beautiful gift. You could give it to your girlfriend. Here's my mom doll for you. Made out of my mom's wedding dress.
Would you like to hold it until I get a chance to give it to my mom?
My mother passed, but I did get a slice of her wedding dress she was buried in. And I made this doll with her hair stuffed into it.
Now you can have your own website.
You could also have a dog hair doll. Shove all your dog's hair into a doll.
Make it out of your dog's wedding dress if you want.
Take your dad's old catching mitt and rip it up. And shove dog hair into it. And you can sell those on your Squarespace site if you'd like to. Squarespace has beautiful templates created by world-class designers. I'll tell you, it's so easy to make these sites. You'll be selling mom dolls in no time. So guys, head to squarespace.com.
I hope you got warehouse space.
I hope you've got the bandwidth to handle all those mom doll orders you're going to be getting.
I hope you bought yourself a fleet of vans.
I hope you've got crates.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I hope you got enough boxes to fill those mom dolls with. So guys, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's Squarespace, guys. Check it out. Get creative. Sell your dolls. Dude, I, you know what? It's funny. What a weird. Could you just imagine the people at Squarespace having a meeting and they're like, we just want to play you this ad from one of our shows.
Oh my God. And then the boss goes, well, why would they give him that copy?
Why would they? Why are they giving away free amazing ideas? Guys, come on. Someone buy momdoll.com.
We should be doing these ideas. Holy shit.
Dude, I really hope Kevin makes that one into a video.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mom dolls out of the wedding dress?
Rip up your mom. Tear your mom's wedding dress to shreds. Make her a wonderful doll she'll remember.
Don't do it neatly. Oh, boy. Mm. Oh, boy.
Hey, guys, what about another sponsor really quick? Mike, you feel good about that?
I would love to hear another one of those.
Okay. Hey, guys, Mike and I have just started working with a brand new sponsor called Everlane.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
They sent me a bunch of clothes.
They sent me a bunch of clothes. Did you like them?
Did you like yours?
I loved them.
I will answer on three.
One, two, three. Loved them. I loved them.
Thank you.
And I got me a really comfy pair of sweatpants.
Oh, you got the sweatpants.
I got sweatpants, yeah.
They gave me a lot of stuff, man. Mm-hmm. I got some t-shirts. I got a lot of sweatshirts because I'm a sweatshirt boy.
Yeah, I got jeans. I got a pair of jeans.
You got a pair of jeans?
Got a pair of jeans.
How are they?
They're nice. They're lovely. They fit.
That's nice. That's best case scenario for jeans.
Let me ask you guys a question. Would you buy a t-shirt for 50 bone?
No, thank you.
If you knew it only cost 7 bone to make?
Well, that seems like there's a discrepancy in bone somewhere along the
way. Well, I know you wouldn't, and I wouldn't. And guess what? With Everlane, you never have to overpay for quality clothes. Everlane only makes premium essentials using the finest materials, without traditional markups.
Excuse me.
And they tell you, that's so good on the xylophone. And they tell you their real costs, so you know they're never over. Oh, you're never overpaying.
Is that a two-handed xylophone,
or is that might be two gentlemen or two ladies doing that together,
or one gentleman and one lady,
or one gentleman layering two passes,
yeah,
or one lady
with a dog watching,
or one non-binary.
Or two
non-binary people. Latinx? It could be a Latinx man playing that.
Could be.
Everlane wants you to know what you're paying for and why. They are radically transparent about every step in their process, from the materials they use to the ethical factories they work in. This is important stuff, guys, because I don't know if you know this, but a lot of your clothes comes from really terrible places. And it's made under very dire circumstances, and it's
not
terrible.
Not these guys, though.
And because Everlane sells directly to you, their prices are 30 to 50% lower than the traditional retailers. Everlane's clothes look better, cost less, and last longer, guys. They've got essentials.
Yeah, man, they're all cut in a good way.
They're great. They feel good. they're comfy. Those sweatpants are so comfy.
You look trendy, and a lot of them are like real blank, so you don't look like a gosh darn walking billboard.
Guys, essentials like their Cotton Crew t-shirt are exactly what they should be. Simple, stylish, and made from quality materials.
This is Vip.
So guys, right now you're going to get free shipping on your first order when you go to everlane.com/banter. That's everlane.com/banter, everlane.com/banter. Check it out, all right? Yes. Have you ever heard of Audible, Mike?
I absolutely have, Steve.
Did you know that Audible is an Amazon company?
I'm sorry.
Tune in next week for another Audible. Make good.
Did you know that Audible is an Amazon company?
I did know that.
Guys, what do we know about audiobooks?
Well, you can't read them with your fingers, but you can read them with your ears.
No, but I'll tell you what they are good for, Mike. They're great for helping you be a better you, whether you want to feel healthier, get motivated, or learn something new. And you're asking yourself and myself, what?
I was asking yourself that question. Funny you should.
Thank you for clarifying. And the reason why I'm saying that it could help you be a better you is because you can read all about, you can read self-help, I'm sorry, you can listen to self-help books.
Yeah, excuse me.
Forget about reading. You don't got time for that. No. You're in your car, you want to listen to The 4-Hour Work Week to make a more successful you. You want to inspire yourself by reading, or listening to The Daily Self-Discipline.
Mm.
Oh man, this is turning into another make good faster.
You're doing great. Put your head down.
I'm just so nervous. I just don't. I love Audible, but I don't want to do this again.
Just know that the CEO is listening.
Oh, now. Shit.
Just picture someone listening in a suit in a tall
building.
Look,
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going off script here, guys.
Okay, go.
I like Audible a lot. I've used it for years.
Yeah, I've
listened to audiobooks. I listened to The Hobbit back when Trisha and I had a book club show on SourceFed.
Because you knew you weren't going to read it.
Yeah. Well, I have read it before, Mike. Thank you. But I wanted to listen to it because I had never listened to it. And I also listened to Steve Stolier's book about the final days of Groucho Marx,
Mark
which I've talked about.
Groucho Marx
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, the annual Groucho March.
Groucho March Madness. And I really enjoyed it. I listened to it on long flights, and it's the perfect place to listen to an audiobook. But guys, you don't need to make an excuse to listen to an audiobook. Mm-hmm. You want to learn. You want to catch up on things. You want to be a learned, educated individual. Then you can go to audible.com. You'll listen to more books, and you can switch seamlessly between your devices, which is very cool, from your tablets, your Amazon Echo, and such.
Then all of a sudden, you're a well-read person.
By the way,
all these references, and you're like, where'd you get that? Oh, yeah. I kind of read it in a book.
Oh, I definitely read it in a book. Ding is the wink sound.
You wink and it says ding.
Did you know Amazon Echo can read an audiobook to you?
I didn't know that. How do you do that? You sign up for Amazon, I'm guessing, with the offer code that we're going to give you.
You buy an Amazon.
Well, you get a free book with the
right. But if you have an Amazon Echo, or if you buy an Amazon Echo, mm-hmm. you can get it read right to your through your Echo when you're getting up in the morning.
That's like your house is reading you a book. That's the dream.
So, guys, go to audible.com/banter, or text banter to 500-500. That's all you got to do. Text it to 500-500,
and that gives you what, Steve?
Well, Mike, you know what it gives you? A 30-day free trial. For Audible, and your first audiobook is free.
Oh, that sounds awesome. See if you like it. See if you like it as much as me and Steve like it, and then tell us how much you like it, and we'll compare it to how much we like it.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk about it.
And it's so easy. Either go to audible.com/banter, or you just text banter to 500 500.
And that's it. Open, close.
Boom. Eyes. So that's what we're giving you guys, a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership when you go to audible.com/banter mm-hmm. or text banter to 500-500.
Do it today. Get your ears listening. Reading. Read it. Read with your ears.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm great. I'm great.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's been rainy here, and I like it.
It has been.
Have you been liking that?
I'm hoping that it helps the fire season.
Yeah, man.
Somehow. It makes our ground a little more sacred ground, a little bit more damper.
Michael and I live in L.A., and we live very close to each other.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been, like, torrential rain.
No, just nice, spotty.
It's been nice. It's the kind of rain you sit out on your balcony.
Yeah. Listen to it as you sweep. There are, it sounds like you yawned backwards. There is, it's been nice to go to sleep to it. It's every Saturday for the past 3 weeks it's rained.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, man, last night, yesterday was an insanely busy day for me. It was all
you're doing a lot
Valley Folk stuff. And then yeah.
I gotta tell you, it's a dead end road.
I think it is too, man. I think we're wasting our time. Mm-hmm. And I'm scared.
I'll tell everybody in the Valley Folk to their damn face.
We're giving up a lot of our free time, and I've been turning down a lot of work. And I'm getting scared.
Yeah, good.
Because when you have a Patreon, you can watch everyone leave.
You can watch everybody
in real time. You can watch people cancel their $5 subscription.
Are people doing that?
You can watch that happen in real time.
Well, it's bound to happen. Yeah. Something happens and it's real exciting and everybody jumps on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
There's about to be some people who financial situations change.
Oh, sure.
Hop
sure.
off, come yeah. back on, off, open, close.
Eyes. And then thing is like with Patreon, when you have a Patreon, you notice a drop off and it happens. It's just something that just happens. And you're right, Mike. It has everything to do with budgeting, what have you.
Yeah.
I just appreciate people who are helping us, and even the people who have dropped off, I appreciated Absolutely. Their help in the beginning. And
all you could do is try to make those people as happy as possible.
Yeah, man.
And if they're not happy, you know, you go to bed knowing it's your fault.
Yeah, my fault. Not my,
Elliot's
not
fault.
Joe,
not Lee.
Not Joe.
Not Joe.
Not Joe.
It just falls on you and
on
not
me,
Joe.
On me, yeah. But we're making a lot of really fun stuff, and we got a lot of fun stuff on the plate. Mm-hmm. And it's just, again, it's like with Dynamic Banter, man. I get to work with my friend who I love very much.
That's me.
Who I have a lot of fun with, who I laugh with, who I make great jokes with.
Yeah.
And
then other people are entertained by it.
And
imagine
other people
somebody
are entertained.
Else wanting to help you monetarily.
Exactly.
Because you bring them that kind of joy.
Exactly.
It's a nice relationship we have.
It is. And somehow able to scrape by doing that. And I think that's to me, that's all I've ever wanted in life. To be living comfortably by doing things I love.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, you need to just remind yourself that you made it. Oh, I was talking to our girl, Rachel Evans.
She's great.
She really is, man. She's
Let's
a
get
different,
her on this
She's
one.
A different kind. I don't want to talk to her on this.
Okay.
But she's a real different kind of person. She's real outgoing. She's real herself.
Yeah.
And she had a similar, don't want to say anything, but she had professionally, we've gone through some similar things.
Yeah.
And I was just like, never forget that, like, we made it, you know, we live here and our job is to, like, make people happy with things that we make, and whether there's, like, a team behind that or not at any given point, like, that's your job. Your job could always be something else that's way more not as fun as that. So don't get
discouraged.
Yeah.
You're doing that. Everyone's doing the best they can with what they have. And if
and
you're
it's
not,
never over until it is.
Exactly. And guess what? It can end any moment.
And then it's
over. And then it's over. Anyway, so I've been like super biz, but last night I was up until like 2:30 in the morning.
Doing work.
Dude, I was working all day. And then finally I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking kill this night with some Kingdom Hearts.
Fine.
I was all pumped up. I was all fucking drunk on Dr. Pepper or Diet Coke.
Okay.
And I was a little bit caffeinated. And I was on that like work high where you worked all day. You know, sometimes you get the work high where it's like you worked all day and then you have that extra bit of energy to like do other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that last night. And so I was like, I'm going to reward myself with a little Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Streamed it. So it was still technically in some way work, I guess. Still doing Twitch and shit. And I had a great time. And then I was like, all right, what is it? Like 2 o'clock in the morning? I'm going to stop. And then probably go to bed. And as I was like shutting everything down here in the living room, and it was pitch black in here, except for the balcony, which was open, and the street lights, and it was raining.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna sit out on the balcony for a bit.
Yeah.
And so at 2:15 in the morning, I just like opened up my balcony, sat down in a nice dry chair,
nice good seated position.
Yeah, and I just like enjoyed, like I was out there for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's real
just
nice.
Like listen, just the fresh, it was such a nice night,
and it smells like the oil from every car,
all the trash, all the gutter, the trash
is wet,
all the wet trash. But it was so peaceful, it was so quiet.
Yeah,
usually there's a lot of traffic sounds over here, and it was
so
just like
many beeps and swearing out the car window.
But it was like 2:30 in the morning on a Thursday. And it was just like fucking, it was so nice, so peaceful.
That's what I miss most about skateboarding. I used to get up real early on the weekends, like Sunday. Dude, no one's alive in the city until like 11 a.m. on Sunday.
Unless you're a Christian or a
Catholic. Unless you're a Christian, mingle. And then you're out doing what you do.
Right.
You know, getting it in with
going
other
to church.
Going to church, holding doors open.
Being a gentleman.
Being a gentleman, however you define it. I'm still trying to get over that whole mom doll thing.
Who's here?
Oh boy.
But yeah, man, it's nice. I do. You're right. There's the simple things like, you know, taking a little ride, a little skateboard.
That's
ride.
That's really nice, man. I would
having a sit.
Yeah. Go ahead and have yourself a sit. I would recommend any of the things that we are talking about to anyone, because I remember when I got real sick afterwards, when I got better, those were the type of things that like I would want to do all the time.
Yeah,
like people say like stop and smell the roses, but if you really do that, if you physically stop and smell roses, it's not, you realize like there's a very real this sounds very like childish, and I wish I had a better vocabulary.
It's
but
okay,
there's a
baby.
Real nice, there's a real tangible niceness to it. Like, you know, it's a you can get pleasure off of like seeing something off your phone or seeing something on the internet that you'd like a video or whatever. But when it's something coming up out of the earth, and you could be like, it's a beautiful day and I'm gonna stop and appreciate this thing, and I have no idea how it works. I just like,
yeah, this is something that exists right now.
Yeah.
And like probably like a very low percentage of the people are like giving it attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm gonna give it attention.
Yeah, it takes it gets taken for granted.
Yeah. And it's, dude, and the stop and smell the roses thing, like I think we touched on this a little bit, maybe it was the last episode or a couple episodes ago, but
sure.
The whole like the, you know, these like terms that you hear over and over and over again, and it's like they're cliche,
but they're cliche because it's true.
They're cliche because it's true. Yeah, yeah. Stop and smell the roses is a term that exists because like it holds true as an evergreen concept forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really, and it really is just, it boils down to just like taking a moment and taking a deep breath and just going like, I'm alive in this very moment.
Yeah.
And sky's the limit. Maybe, you know, even for people who have hardships, they can still, you know, there's things that you can do to get out there and work hard and work hard towards your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these terms make sense. These are good. These are good terms.
And I mean, you bring up another good point. It's so important to keep all the ships in mind, not just hard ships, but plastic ships covered in spiders.
Those types of ships.
All those people have all different kinds of ships.
Tostitos ships.
Totitos.
Doritos ships.
Chocolate ships.
Chocolate ship pancakes.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
All right, what do you say we jump into a history road?
I would love it. I love spending time with you today, Steve. Ooh, we had rolling out new types of video episodes on my YouTube, You're also working on video stuff for this podcast.
Yeah.
For YouTube. But
yeah, Kevin Kevin Plackey.
Yeah.
He actually sent me a trailer for something, for another one he's working on. I'll have to show it to you.
Yeah, I can't wait. He's so talented, man.
He's so good. God damn, he's good.
A lot of people throughout the couple of years that we've been doing this have been making different requests for how they see the podcast.
Right.
And a lot of people for a long time were just like, you know, after Autumn came and was doing stuff, they were like, just leave it kind of unedited and long. And that's what we're doing now with the dynamic banter thing. So there's like hour long episodes being uploaded to YouTube all the time.
Yeah, and this one I can just like give you the card or something.
Oh, that's so great, man.
Yeah.
And I still run it through Sarah because she animates some stuff and she puts like title sequences on it.
Perfect.
Stuff. Yeah, it's a fun little, we got a little team.
Yeah, there's, man, it really is like a small team.
Sarah.
Byron.
Doing the
merch.
All the merch stuff, and we have new merch coming. And Kevin doing,
killing it with those little shorts.
Doing those things. There's Parker Lee, who is doing the animated ones. Bunch of people who
the countless who have done other animated people ones. Who have sent us animated things, and there was an open eyes, close eyes animation thing that I saw recently that's so good that I'm gonna share.
Did I see that?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you didn't if you didn't instantly know what I was talking about, but I'll show it to you. It's really, really good. Okay. It's weird. It's like he blew up my eyes to look like really big.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Tom Goes to the Mayor, like Monty Python, like stop motion animated thing. It's really cool. Yeah.
Nice.
Also, really quick.
History. History.
A 2, 3, 4. Do you remember what the band was called last week? Timmy and the Tats or something?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
We should have them back.
Oh, something. Fuck.
Freaking out over something is not a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
I can't remember. God damn it. We should stop.
My shoe's untied. Fuck. Fuck it.
Fuck. I left my coffee in the fucking microwave. Fuck.
Well, you're next to the microwave.
God damn it. This isn't really a history road, but I think this is really interesting, and I've been wanting to listen to this, and I haven't yet, and so we'll experience this together, Mike. But Matt Shore sent us...
I like that guy.
...an email. You know Matt Shore?
Yeah, he's a good guy. He had me perform at Goucher College.
Oh, cool.
Virginia, Maryland.
But he sends us an email saying, hey there, BB boys. When you guys were improving that Kevin Hart tune, my toes sure started tapping, or improvising, sorry. Here's a 1 minute and 29 second rendition of Kevin Hart, Why Did You Wake My Family Up? I did this week. Hope you enjoy. So here's that. Based on our improvised
song. I haven't listened to any of this yet.
Why did you wake my whole family up? Why did you wake my whole family up, Kevin Hart? Why did you wake my whole family up? Why did you wake my whole family up, Kevin?
Oh, no. Why is it? Hang on. It's not. And great. Sorry, I fucked up this song.
You can listen to that whole song at squarespace.com/.
Why did you wake my whole family up? Why did you wake my whole family up, Kevin Hart? Why did you wake my whole family up? Why did you wake my whole family up, Kevin Hart? Why did you wake my whole family up? Why did you wake my whole family up, Kevin Hart? Why did you wake my whole family up?
Big fan.
Why did you wake my whole family up, Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart on the back of a clear truck, on a treadmill going down the street, because he know I'm trying to sleep. Kevin Hart on the back of a clear truck, on a treadmill going down the street. Does he know I'm trying to sleep? Don't give a fuck about his feet. Why did you wake my whole family
it's
up?
A chicken bake.
Why did you wake my whole family up, Kevin Hart? Why did you wake my whole family
it's
up?
It's a chicken bake.
Why did you wake my whole family up, Kevin Hart?
That's good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Dude, that could be one of the better MGMT songs tomorrow. No bullshit.
Why did you wake my whole family up? You're right. It could totally be an MGMT song.
That's good shit, man.
That's really good.
Dude, if that was the underlying track in the next Nike commercial, I'd buy everything Nike put out for the foreseeable future. If they had that kind of sense of humor about themselves.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
No, I agree.
Time to get some turnover in your comedians, Nike.
guys, Seth Rexon.
Sexy Ruxpin.
Texty Ruxpin.
Texty Ruxpin. The millennial teddy bear.
That is. He'll text you stories while you're at school.
You put a tape in his butt and he texts you
stories.
And
he'll text you a story. You just got to give him your phone number. Give him your friend's phone number and he'll get stories. Send him stories at all hours of the night. It just automatically starts. It automatically plays. You get a text at midnight.
One day, Grubby was walking in the 100-acre wood.
But it's all like text speak.
Yeah. Oh.
The butterflies were flying around. It was a beautiful day.
The day was beautiful, AF. Your friends were V-tired from a walk around the park.
Seth Rexon wanted us to, know that this website called Reverb.com has a bass walk of the week. It said, thought you boys might like to hear more bass lines you could, that you would let walk all around your tour peni.
What the fuck? What was that last part?
The real plural of penis. I don't know. But let's see. Where can I get the bass walk of the day?
Why is that guy talking about basses and our wieners in the same?
I'm on the website. Where do I find the bass walk of the day?
That should be a searchable.
I mean, come on. What are you kidding me?
AOL.com keyword bass walk of the day.
Yeah, family, I'm going to just.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, bass walk of the week? Is that what it was? Yeah, of the week. Yeah, here we go. Okay. This is the bass walk of the week. It's. From March 14th. This was yesterday. And it's Oscar Pettiford on Thelonious Monk's Honeysuckle Rose.
We had a guy in our neighborhood turn out to be a Pettiford.
Wake me up, eat like a dog, and I'm fucking lazy.
Ooh, that bass is walking, baby. Listen to that bass take a walk.
Hello again.
Ooh.
This is Jake with Reverb. Today we're going to be looking at 8 measures of Oscar Pettiford's bass lines on Thelonious Monk's version of Honeysuckle Rose.
Hell yeah.
Now, a little bit of a disclaimer right off the bat. Thelonious Monk was one of the
Welcome
most interesting
today.
Composers and improvisers of all time.
Yeah.
He was known for...
This wasn't podcast ready, was it, Sexy Ruxpin?
Weird ideas, superimposing two chords that might be completely unrelated at the same...
Okay, we got it. There it is.
And we start walking down. Now we're tonicizing back to F.
Take a walk to
cool
F.
Stuff
tonicizing
to
still F.
Still brings us back around to where we need to be. G, we're walking
Can you play
down.
The beginning
I feel like I'm
going.
In Guitar Center.
Yeah.
You know you're a cannonball.
That's, what's that Green Day song?
Wake Me Up When September Is Starting?
No, the good when Green Day was good.
Oh, do you have the time? Oh, yeah.
Ever long.
My lips said close by.
My lips said close by. Living away to paradise.
I'm so damn bold, I'm doing flies, it smells like shit.
Yeah.
Who was less intelligible, Billy Joe or Hootie? Let her go.
It is funny how you listen to like old Green Day. If you just skip the tracks, mm-hmm. it's like exact every song is the same.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're all like a minute 50. Clay's mark. The clay.
Old Green Day is good, man.
Yeah, Dookie Green Day. Yeah. And whatever the next one was.
Nimrod.
Nimrod was not bad. That's when they started getting a little MTV. And then everything after that I kind of checked out, but other people liked it a lot. You know what's fucking weird?
That's I like that punk. Angus song. Remember Angus? The movie Angus?
Probably.
There's a song. Gotta make a plan, gotta do what's right, gotta run away, and so goes if I wanna run away, but I don't wanna hang a name, but run them away. You don't know that one?
Maybe if I heard it.
Anyway, they all sound the same.
Sounds like all the other ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's punk.
It's punk. It's totally punk.
And like to Darren, like Blink 182 is punk music.
Yeah.
That's a squeaky clean type of punk music.
Yeah.
And no one knows who Rage Against the Machine is anymore.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well, you know.
They're coming out with their like an EP of their live performance at the 2000 something Democratic National Convention in LA. When they played across the street and it was like mayhem. I think it was their last
concert
together. No. Because they released their last concert together. Okay, now I'm just rambling at the end of a podcast. This is every Blink-182 song.
And Green Day song.
And Green Day song.
This is that Green Day song from Angus. I think it's a really underrated Green Day song. Anyway, you guys can find it. It's called Jar. J-A-R.
Was that on a record?
Yeah, I think it it looks like it was on something called International Super Hits.
Interesting.
But I don't know. Bling, bling, I know it was bling, on the Angus bling. Soundtrack. That movie's underrated, kind of a cult movie about like
a weird looking dude,
overweight kid,
and his best friend.
Yep. So you do remember
Angus's friend was in
the redhead kid.
Yeah, he was in our Whole Foods recently.
Oh, really?
Over the past 2 years.
That's great.
I was just looking at him. I didn't know what to call him.
He used to be in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, like all the time. There were 5 years where he was a little bit.
Yeah, everything. He was like in everything.
Yeah, yeah
like
yeah.
American Pie.
He was I want to be that guy.
Yeah,
and I want to save all that money, and then I want
to
podcast.
Dude, I'm not even kidding you. That was like that's been my dream
to just be
the background guy that pops up for a second.
Yeah.
Then gets the fuck out.
See, you're so overqualified for that.
That's nice.
So that's the fact that you haven't done that tells me that Hollywood is
it's my
shunning
fault.
You.
It's my fault because I stopped doing the audition hustle. Yo, and got into the digital
world. No pilot season, baby.
No, I don't go out for pilot season. It sucks. I don't have the right representation that'll throw me out there for that. And it's a little too late now, I think.
I shouldn't say. That's okay. We'll start talking about something else.
No, it's the end of the podcast now.
Oh, you stopped recording?
Go ahead if you want to close it out and then do some plugs.
I got I'm not going to say what I wanted to say because it's too funny, but it's not for everybody. And it could get a lot of us in legal trouble. But I do want to say that I filmed a show called Coming to the Stage. And it's like a stand-up showcase show. And it's presented by Comedy Dynamics, which produce a lot of probably your favorite stand-up specials that you see on Netflix and stuff like that.
Ooh.
And season 6 debuts today.
Oh, that's cool.
The 16th. I don't know what episode I'm on. But this is like my big credit.
Oh, this is that thing you did like a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's finally coming out.
Finally coming out.
This is great.
I got an email like a month ago and they were like, we're going to release the press release. Somebody in there? Going to release the press release. Let us know if, you know, there's anything that needs to change.
Dude, that's rad.
And I said no. And then they're like, we'll send you a bunch of stuff before it comes out. But it comes out like fucking tomorrow.
But maybe your episode is still gonna take a bit. Maybe that's when they'll send you stuff.
Yeah, they need to add some laughs to mine.
sure. I doubt that. But you should have like a little watch party or something.
Maybe. I'm uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to sit in my chair?
I want to live stream all of my friends watching it.
Yeah, let's do a live stream of us all watching it. You could be in another room. Yeah. With headphones on.
I'll be on the deck. I'll be on the deck looking through the window. Hopefully it'll be raining, so it'll
just
be
completely
real nice
serious faces. Yeah. No one's laughing. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dynamic Banter. Michael, do you have any plugs?
I sure do. I got two shows tonight, but that doesn't matter because it's Thursday. And then on March 16th, my show comes out. And to celebrate, we're the Open Space Theater doing a Friends and Friends crowd work show. Please come to the Open Space on North Fairfax, L.A. It's the most fun show in this whole damn town. All me and some of my best friends do this show. We have absolutely nothing prepared. And we talk to the audience the whole time, and it's always a fun night. It's my favorite night of every month. 21st in Glendale, I'm at Gaucho's Village, I think it's called. Come to that. March 25th, which is a Sunday, I'm in Portland, Oregon at the Siren Theater. There's a couple tickets left for that. Pretty close to selling out, so buy tickets for that as soon as you can. And then if you're in the Missoula, Montana area where Byron is, going to go visit him, the guy
Ooh,
who makes
Byron.
All of our merch, old and new. I'm going to be at the Roxy Theater in Missoula.
Have you hung out with him in person?
Oh, many times. Cool. He's so good, man. He's so good. He slept over my house. I trust him with my eyes closed. April, he stole a bunch of stuff though, and I'm still looking for it. He stole all the batteries out of all of our most important things. April 5th, I'm going to be at Flappers in Burbank. April 6th, I'm hosting in the Belly Room at the world famous Comedy Store, in West Hollywood. Steve, you have some live shows.
Yeah. Well, I've got a live show coming up, in Phoenix, Arizona, on April 29th. That's a Sunday at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. That's a 7 p.m. show, and it's a 16 and over show as well. And you can get your tickets on Ticketfly.
So you just ring the doorbell and you ask Rick.
You just go, hey, Rick, can you let us in? Please, please, please. You go to Ticketfly.com and type in Valley Folk, and you will see our show. And you can get your tickets there. And there's like a dinner thing that you can do, and it's going to be great. There's going to be songs and sketches, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And then like a meet and greet and stuff. So it's going to be a great time.
See, our show was absolutely hands down my favorite song in Beauty and the Beast.
see our show. We're going to. And here we go.
Here we go with this, starting it.
And also every Wednesday night, the Valley Folk streams Twitch stuff. We play Jackbox games with the audience, and we have a lot of fun. We play TKO, which is a T-shirt creation game.
That's what it stands for.
T-shirt creation offense. But we make some really funny shirts there, and we'd love to have you contribute to those by joining us on twitch.tv/thevalleyfolk Wednesday nights. You could subscribe to our channel there.
Were you doing that on Thursday, or was it always Wednesday?
We were doing it on Thursdays. Yeah.
Oh, okay, but now Wednesday.
We moved it because Thursdays is, there you go.
Is that expensive?
Nope. Thursdays is Critical Role, so we had to get away from that.
What is that?
Critical Role is a RPG game that is played, a role-playing game played on Twitch, on Nerdist. Very popular show.
Okay.
And so we were competing with that. And so a lot of people weren't watching our stream because they'd rather watch that. So we moved our show to Wednesdays.
Okay, that's fun.
But anyway, so hope to see you guys there sometimes. And also, of course, you can get all your Dynamic Banter stuff on iTunes, YouTube. Mike puts up the podcast, a video version of the podcast. We have some awesome shorts that you can see.
There's stuff that you can wear on dynamicbanter.clothing.
That's a yeah. And you can also follow our Instagram, which we seldom use, but it's still a good place to send us like your fan art, which we'll feature there when we get around to it. And yeah, check us out on iTunes, rate and review the podcast if you would. It'd be so kind. And, you know, that's that.
A bunch of people in Boston gave me noise making things to use on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't remember exactly what came from whose. But there, we got a fart whistle from Ryan Faruqi. I just don't want them to think that I forgot about
it. Where are they?
They're in my house. And then some girl gave me finger cymbals.
Oh, please bring it.
Gypsy finger cymbals.
Ooh, please bring it.
And they're real good.
And I also have not gone to the P.O. box
Zildjian
in like a month.
Yeah.
There's Zildjian finger cymbals. Mike, let's go to the P.O. box right now.
I got a lot of work to do if I'm going to get this show up tomorrow, if I'm being honest.
All right.
I think Sunday night I've been putting out the long dynamic banner episodes, and I think this Sunday night is going to be our live episode.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Working all that stuff.
Very, very cool. So, guys, keep your eyes open for that. And we want to thank our sponsors, every single one of them.
Squarespace, Audible, Everlane, this one, clothing company, very proud to have them on, really appreciative.
Everlane, thank you, Everlane. And Audible and Squarespace. And that's it, guys. Thanks for listening to the show, and we'll catch you next time.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
How about a bye-bye now?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.